Welcome to Lord Gizmo. Today, we're exploring the incredible journey of balsa wood, from a tiny seed to towering trees to the production line where it becomes everything from model planes to aerospace materials. Let's dive into this amazing process. It all starts with the soil. Balsa thrives in slightly acidic soil with a pH between 5.5 and 6.5. What we are looking at here is to see if the soil has good drainage and is rich in organic matter, as balsa wood doesn't do well in waterlogged conditions. Finally, test for nutrients, especially nitrogen, as it boosts the growth of balsa. Once we are satisfied, the fields are cleared for planting. Getting the ground ready for irrigation is key to growing healthy balsa wood. Map out the irrigation lines, ensuring they reach every corner of the planting zone. Balsa needs consistent moisture, so drip irrigation or soaker hoses work. Trenches have been dug to a few feet deep for main water lines. Finally, check for proper drainage, as balsa doesn't thrive in waterlogged soil. First, start by selecting high-quality seeds from a reputable source to maximize germination rates. Next, let's prepare the balsa seeds for nursing. This is a crucial first step in ensuring healthy growth. To encourage faster and more successful germination, soak the seeds in room temperature water for 24 hours. Prepare a well-draining seed starting mix, a blend of peat, perlite, and vermiculite. Next, fill small pots or trays with this mix, ensuring there's enough room for root development, and plant each seed about half an inch deep. Now, the key is consistent moisture. Water the seeds gently, keeping the soil damp but not waterlogged. Overwatering can rot the seeds, so check the moisture regularly. Next, balsa seeds love warmth, so keep them in a spot that maintains 70 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit. You can use a heat mat if necessary to keep the temperature steady. Lighting is also crucial for growth. Place the pots in a bright, sunny greenhouse or under a grow light for about 12 to 16 hours a day. After 2 to 3 weeks, you'll start seeing seedlings. Once they reach about 6 to 8 inches, they'll be ready for the next stage. Now that the balsa trees have arrived at the planting site, it's time to get them in the ground. These young trees need to be planted quickly to ensure they don't dry out or suffer damage. You have two main options: planting by hand or using mechanical methods. Though, let's be honest, mechanical means are definitely the way to go for efficiency. Balsa trees should be planted 10 to 15 feet apart to allow for proper root development and air circulation. This spacing ensures that each tree has enough room to grow without competing for nutrients, sunlight, or water. Proper spacing also helps to promote healthy growth and reduce the risk of disease, ensuring the trees mature with strong, straight trunks that are ideal for harvesting. However, these trees look a bit tightly spaced to me. Let's get watering. Consistent watering is crucial during the first few years of a balsa tree's growth. Balsa trees are native to tropical environments, so they need a lot of water, especially in the early stages. Drip irrigation or soaker hoses work best because they provide steady, deep watering without oversaturating the soil. Avoid watering too frequently, as balsa trees don't tolerate waterlogged conditions. Keep the soil moist but not soggy, checking it regularly to adjust watering schedule depending on rainfall. Absolutely fascinating. Balsa trees are among the fastest growing in the world. They can reach 12 meters in just 1 year, 18 meters by their second year, and an impressive 29 meters after only 5 years. This rapid growth rate makes balsa an ideal resource for industries like model making, lightweight construction, and even wind turbine blades. It's incredible how nature can create something both so fast-growing and lightweight, yet incredibly strong. Time for pruning. It is essential to encourage strong growth and healthy structure. In the first year or two, focus on removing any dead, diseased, or broken branches to keep the tree healthy. As the tree grows, you can selectively prune to shape it, removing any branches that cross or crowd the center. This helps improve airflow and ensures the tree grows straight, which is important for later harvesting. Balsa trees are harvested at full maturity, typically between 6 to 10 years old, when they reach 60 to 90 feet in height and 12 to 18 inches in diameter. The trees are cut close to the base using chainsaws, and their lightweight, straight trunks make them easy to fell. After debranching, the trunks are sectioned for easier transport to a sawmill. Due to their high moisture content, the logs must be processed quickly to prevent decay or fungal growth. Once the balsa trees arrive at the mill, the real transformation begins. These logs are then sent to a peeling veneer machine, which is specially designed to transform them into ultra-thin sheets. The machine works by rotating the log while a sharp blade peels off a continuous sheet of wood, much like peeling an apple. This method is highly efficient, allowing for maximum use of the log with minimal waste. Once the balsa wood is peeled into sheets, the material is still wet and must be dried. The sheets are carefully moved to a kiln drying system, where they are slowly dried to reduce their moisture content to around 10 to 12%. This drying process ensures that the wood becomes lightweight, yet retains its strength. Balsa wood isn't just for thin sheets. This versatile material is also cut into planks and thicker sheets for use in a variety of industries. To create even stronger and thicker slabs of wood, multiple balsa sheets are glued together, forming solid blocks. These blocks are then cut into squares and, in some cases, glued together once more to increase strength and durability. This process results in lightweight yet sturdy sheets, perfect for industries like boat building, lightweight furniture, and wind turbine blades. After being cut and shaped, the wood is kiln dried to reduce moisture, further improving its structural integrity. The final product is ready for a range of uses, from construction and insulation to aerospace applications, where its strength to weight ratio is crucial. Balsa wood is incredibly easy to work with thanks to its lightweight structure and soft, porous texture. Its low density allows it to be easily cut, shaped, and sanded, making it ideal for projects that require precision without heavy-duty tools. Have you ever wondered what happens after a tree is felled in the forest? Let's take a deep dive into the fascinating journey of timber, from tree to final product. It all starts with felling large trees using powerful chainsaws or high-tech harvesters. These machines can take down massive trees in just minutes. After the tree is cut, it's de-limbed, removing all the branches, and the trunk is sectioned into logs. These logs are then transported, either by trucks or trains, to the nearest sawmill, where the real transformation begins. Once the felled trees arrive at the mill, the first step is debarking, and it's a fascinating yet intense process. Massive logs are fed into machines equipped with terrifying blades that strip away the bark in seconds. These blades are designed to handle even the toughest trees, leaving behind smooth logs ready for the next stage of processing. But what happens to all that bark? It doesn't go to waste. Instead, the bark is collected and repurposed as bark mulch, a valuable byproduct used in landscaping and gardening. Bark mulch helps retain moisture, suppress weeds, and improve soil quality. After the logs are debarked, the real shaping begins. the logs go through a process called slab cutting, where they are cut down into rough shapes and the outer edge known as jacket boards are cut off. These cuts are the first steps toward turning the round log into a square board that can be used for construction, furniture, and more. But here's the cool part. Nothing gets wasted. The jacket boards that aren't used as final products are sent off to be shredded and repurposed. These shredded materials are turned into things like particle board, MDF, and even wood chips for various industries. What's left is a usable square log. This log is then cut into planks of various sizes depending on what they'll be used for. Did you know a mid-sized sawmill can typically process 150 to 500 trees per day? Larger industrial mills equipped with high-tech machinery and automated systems can handle upwards of 1,000 trees or more in a single day, ensuring efficient production of lumber for various industries. The journey doesn't stop there, though. These planks are sent to another area in the mill where they go through quality control. In this stage, each plank is carefully inspected for defects, ensuring only the highest quality wood moves forward. The planks are then further sanded and trimmed to smooth out rough edges and achieve the perfect finish. This attention to detail ensures that the wood is ready for everything from fine furniture to durable construction materials. That's the incredible journey of a tree, from the forest to finely crafted planks, ready to be used in everything from construction to furniture. From the intense debarking process with those terrifying blades, to the precision slab cuts, and finally, quality control, nothing goes to waste. If you enjoyed learning about the fascinating world of wood processing, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe to Lord Gizmo for more behind-the-scenes looks at how everyday things are made.